Good Monday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Just got just about 5 minutes left in the program, and I think a lot of my listeners know by now I like to have a little fun from time to time, keep things a little bit light. And back in high school, I wrote a poem that was a big hit that I was asked to read quite a bit. This isn't the poem I'm going to read, but just a little background on my poem experience. It was called Little Red Volvo, and it was a Thanksgiving Day poem. Maybe Little I'll bring Red that out. Yeah,
Little Red Volvo.
Little Red Volvo.
Okay,
it's kind of a mystery poem in a way, with a nice payoff at the end. And maybe I'll bring that when it gets closer to fall. Maybe I'll read that on air at some point. But I have a history with some poem writing. Well, Saturday morning I was having some brunch because I got my new sleep schedule, Dave. I'm getting up on my own pretty early anymore, and quite refreshed.
Welcome to your new world.
I know it's not too bad, and I made myself a nice little brunch: some kiwi slices, some good coffee, some bacon, a little bit of an egg, and I'm eating my bacon, you know. And there's just this one little piece left, and it's always, you know, an emotional moment, that last piece of bacon, right? Because you know it's about to end. Well, I wrote about it. And this is a little poem that I've titled, Oh, Last Piece of Bacon. See, Mondays are so serious sometimes. Let's kind of get a little light, be heavy. The news can be heavy.
Making me hungry.
Oh, last piece of bacon. How you glisten. Still fresh with the greasy liquid that sizzled out of you. Crunchy. Dancing with flavor and gumption. But our journey is at an end. You know what a journey it was. The anticipation when you and your fallen friends were placed in the pan. The aroma you filled the room with. The peripheral light at the end of the tunnel, but through the sense of smell. Oh, last little piece of bacon. I'm thankful for your short time in my life, the contributions you've made to my awareness of something bigger than my significance in the grand scheme of the universe. Oh, last savory piece of bacon, you're gone. And that's it. Sorry, I get a little emotional at that part. Felt good to get out.
It didn't touch me the same way it touched you.
It didn't?
It did not.
I figured you'd appreciate this.
However, there may be a pain deep inside.
Deep inside.
A pain for one more piece of bacon.
It was trying.
Not necessarily a last piece of bacon, but that first piece of bacon, with many other pieces of bacon to follow.
Be on the lookout for my next poetry reading titled Oh Last Slice of Kiwi. That'll also be coming up soon.
See, and I'm not gonna fall, you know, into the kiwi thing, but I could tag in on the piece of bacon.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I should like write it out in like a
and
fancy...
Let us not forget the source of that piece of bacon.
Pigs.
Oh, you last little piggy on the market.
Oh, last little piggy in the pen. Oh.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. I hope you all enjoyed it. It'll be on demand on newsradiokman.com a little later today. A little something to get your week going. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much to all our guests. And again, really big thanks to Mike and Lisa Irvin for coming on and sharing their story. Definitely later today, go on our website, check that out on demand, and hear about the great things they do for Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps. Again, that fundraiser coming up on Saturday at the Four Points, 5 o'clock. Definitely check that out and help folks out for a good cause. And again, you can also check out that audio that I had of Jeff Coyer. Catch that on demand as well. Thanks so much for listening.
Bradley County Commissioner Marvin Rodriguez to join us tomorrow.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.